SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, 13 Jamaicans receive Governor General's Achievement Awards, and later, a glimpse of Jamaica. Let's go Roundabout JA.
Are you committed to Jamaica's growth and development? Would you like to work on high-impact projects in a fast-paced environment? Do you have a record of outstanding professional achievement and leadership skills? Then, welcome to the Jamaica House Fellowship and the most exciting 2 years of your life. Apply now at opm.gov.jm/Jamaica House Fellowship or call toll-free 1-888-429-5543. That is 1-888-429-5543. The Jamaica House Fellowship. Applications close August 2, 2016.
Thirteen Jamaicans from the county of Middlesex have been presented with the Governor General's Achievement Award, GGAA, for 2016. The GGAA was started in 1991 by former Governor General, the late Sir Howard Cook, to highlight the meaningful contribution of citizens at the community level.
The empowerment initiatives in which our GGAA awardees have been engaged reassure us that there is a lot of good taking place in Jamaica. It would be laudable if more of the good things done to uplift our people were highlighted to serve as stimulators to others of the way in which we wish our country to go.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. He was addressing a special GGAA ceremony for the County of Middlesex at the Caymanas Golf and Country Club in St. Catherine recently. Speaking on behalf of the awardees, St. Catherine educator Sophia Tamasha Gordon said the recognition will help her to continue shaping students to become competent and compassionate leaders who will help to positively transform the nation. The other awardees are Sasha Gay Padara Bell Navis, Kemisha Simpson Anderson Thomas, and Rosemary Vanellin Langoth from Clarendon, Carissa Whitney Reed, Amanda Gay Fraser, and Carl Anthony Bruce from Manchester, Ricardo Brian Kennedy and Fitzroy Christopher Wickham from St. Anne, Latifah Crystal Morrison and Dr. Hugh Barrington Lambert from St. Mary, Andre Sean Silburn and Bishop Jonathan Hayden from St. Catherine. Our quality of life depends on the quality of our natural environment. And that's why one of the goals of Vision 2030 is to ensure that Jamaica has a healthy natural environment. This is to contribute to making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On today's Glimpses of Jamaica, Winifred shares with us about Anato.
When I was a child growing up, our parents used the Anato as a colorant star. Anato. A thing that grows on the tree, like a pod, and then you can open it and get all the seeds from it. Sauce is made of flour. Fish is then added with different seasoning. It can be eaten with cooked food. The anato can also be used as a substitute for curry. That's all I know. I am Winifred Shaw.
If you wish to share your glimpse of Jamaica, send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-359-024. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer. What good?
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.